All right. This is the July 12th meeting of the KPFT local station board. I'm Susan Young, the board chair, and we're going to take the roll. We have a request for two excused absences. One of them is Bill Stone and the other one is Henry Faust. Is there any objection to accepting those excused absences?
No.
Hearing none, those are accepted as excused absences. Mr. Secretary, will you take the roll, please?
Okay. Alan? Not here yet. Britton?
I am here.
Thank you. Care?
Present.
Thank you. Casane? Adriana? Davis?
Joseph Davis, present.
Thank you. Was Faust one of the, yeah, okay, Faust.
Yes.
Gardner?
Yeah, I'm here.
Thank you. James? Wally? Lewis?
Mysterious Mike's here. Can you hear and see me?
Thank you. Locander?
Here.
You look so much like your wife. Jan? Martinez?
Present.
Thank you. McPherson?
Howdy.
Thank you, sir.
What did I do wrong?
Are you on horseback right now? No, that's none of my business. Kratka?
I haven't said anything.
Present.
Thank you. We get that TV back on. Sabar Naratomi? Nancy, you out there yet?
I think Nancy is 1542, isn't she? Nancy, is
no,
that
I'm
you?
1542.
Who is?
I'm 1542. I can't do this. Hold on. Can you hear me now?
Oh, you're
not
1542.
Nancy.
Got it. Okay,
not,
Jane is.
Nancy.
Got it.
Okay. You're the next person to call Jane. You're here. Okay. Shafto,
I don't know
or
quite
you...
how, because Otis did some kind of workaround that I didn't understand, but oh well.
Okay, thank you. Shafto, are you here tonight? Sonia?
Here.
Thank you. Stone's not here. Yuzel's here. Weinman?
Here.
Thank you. Weiskel?
Here.
Thank you. Williams?
I know
Denise.
She's coming. She's got a report.
Okay. Willis? Egberto? Susan Young?
Here.
Madam Chair, you have a quorum and I'll fill in as people get here.
Excellent. Thank you. Next item is agenda approval. And the agenda is call to order, roll call, agenda approval, minutes, staff recognition, IGM report, Pacifica National Board reports, community engagement, and that is town hall report from Anisi Williams, then committees and task forces, committee of inclusion, Casanave, finance, McPherson, governance, Uzel, management selection review, Young, outreach and development, Allen, task force report. Faust is not here. So I guess we won't have that. And, fundraising is Williams, diversity and equity inclusion task force. Sister Mama Sonia is here. Unfinished business, new business, next meeting adjourn. And we have new business items that aren't sitting here in my face right at the moment, which is a motion from Robert Gartner to, remove, the, chair and the chair pro tem and the secretary pro tem for the governance committee and to schedule a meeting in the near future. Is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So motion approved.
Thank you. So there's a move and a second. Is there any objection to approving the agenda? Hearing none, it's approved. Okay. Staff recognitions.
No minutes.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Madam Chair, I have a point of order.
Yes, Joseph.
Yes, I have a just a ongoing bylaw issue, and I'd like to just get it in the minutes, and I will send the text to the secretary in a minute, and I will you can process it as you see fit. We are in an ongoing breach of the bylaws, and that no delegate may serve more than 6 consecutive years. There are delegates currently seated on the KPFT LSB in excess of the 6-year limit. Bylaw requirements may not be legally ignored. Any motions from any LSB or the PNB that claim to allow the holding of any delegate seat beyond that time limit established in the bylaws is in conflict with the bylaws and are out of order. Directives from the ED or any other officer are also out of order when they violate the bylaws. For reference, you can see Bylaws Article 4, Section 8, term limits. Bylaws Article 4, Section 10, filling of vacancies. RONR 1026, 0.1 for ongoing bylaw violations, RONR 212, bylaws, authority in an organization, and RONR 213, all actions of any actor in an organization are limited by constraints of the bylaws. And I contend the KPFT LSB needs to correct our ongoing violation of the bylaws. That is my point of order. Thank you.
Thank you. So, how I suggest we deal with this is that thank you for sending it forward with the in writing to the secretary. I suggest that it be included in the minutes. This matter has been referred to the PNB. And I understand that I think the PNB has done is to essentially incorporate those in the bylaws for each meeting as it's brought up as the continuing breach. Is there any further discussion about that? Okay, Teresa Allen, you're on now. You're here?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a ruling? Do you have a ruling for my point of order?
Yes, I'm ruling it out of order because it's been referred to the PNB.
Okay. I would contest your ruling. If nobody seconds me, that's fine. But if somebody does, that's fine.
Oh, this is Sister Ramasanya. I second you.
All right. I believe you've already stated your base, but of course you can state anything else.
Request for information.
What?
I have a request for information.
Yes, sorry. Yes, Ted, what's your request for information? And I also see Nancy Sandis up.
What is your understanding of the protocols for an appeal from the decision of the chair, which is where we're at right now?
My understanding is 2 in favor, 2 against, and then a vote.
May I advise the chair on this matter?
Sure.
My understanding is that the chair gets to speak twice, either first or second and last, and everybody else in the body has the option of speaking one time.
Sorry, Teresa, you've got your hand up.
I was on a finance committee yesterday, and this came up, and that is what we were told. Although I do think that if people start repeating themselves, you could call them out of order.
Thank you very much, both. We will follow that protocol, and I urge people to speak within 90 seconds, and to speak only once. Say what you have to say. So, I spoke already. Nancy.
I just wanted to be recognized as present. Thank you.
You're welcome. Richard,
there?
I got you.
Okay, so both Nancy and Teresa have joined the meeting. Okay, who wants to speak against the ruling of the chair? Okay, there's been a motion and a second to challenge the rule. Oh, sorry, Ted, yes. Ted, do you wish to speak?
I'm sorry, yes, I would like to speak. This muting.
Please, go ahead.
Muting becomes a challenge. I would like to know what individuals are involved in this breach that would help me to understand who has been involved in this body or is alleged to have been in this body for over the appropriate time limit. I would love to see this body get in consort with its bylaws. This would be a nice step forward if, in fact, the facts are, and I hope I hope that Joseph Davis will elaborate during his time to speak and tell us more of the details of this matter. I'm done.
Okay. Let me just say that the LSB convened a working group, a task force, to investigate this matter, provided a report to the PNB, and this body voted to recognize the delegate in question as being a valid member of this body. I believe that a member of the PNB brought that challenge to the PNB, and the PNB referred that and other matters to a working group to look at terms and the impacts of delayed elections on terms. So I have spoken, I think maybe the second time. Joseph.
Well, I didn't really want to speak, but I will, since Ted specifically asked me to. One, I don't think it's appropriate to name names. This is about bylaw following by the board, that the secretary can find the records. Also, I think it, just as a matter of good manners, we should allow each member to individually check their own term in office and comply that way. I don't think there's anything hostile about this. It's just a matter of trying to get us on board with the bylaws. As far as there are some ongoing, there have been some motions from the PNB or various peoples or committees. Everybody can vote unanimously to violate the bylaws, and it's all null and void. So it doesn't really matter. We have to follow the bylaws, and that's what we're required to do, or we're literally acting criminally. So that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Jane.
I think that I'm gonna use a whereas here. Whereas it is in the PNB, and thank you, Richard, that it is already out of our hands, and we should wait for feedback from the PNB before this body undertakes any additional action.
Amen.
So, thank you. I guess we're ready for a vote. If you vote yes, you are supporting the ruling of the chair that this is out of order because it's in the hands of the PNB. If you vote no, you are saying the ruling of the chair is not valid and that the person who has brought this point of order about a continuing breach is the person who has merit. So, Mr. Secretary, would you be kind to take the roll? Yes is supporting the ruling of the chair. No is opposing the ruling of the chair.
Allen?
Yes.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Yes. Care?
Yes.
Yes. Casanave? Davis?
No. Thank you.
No. No, thank you. Okay. Gardner? Robert?
No.
Was that a no?
That's right.
Okay. No. James? Wally? Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Locander?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yes.
Mary? Yes. Okay. McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Pratka?
Yes.
Yes. Sabara Naratomi? Nancy?
Nancy votes no.
No, okay. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Sonia?
No.
No, okay. Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Weiskel?
No.
No. Williams, are you here? Willis? Young?
Yes.
Young. Okay. Okay, it's 11-5-1.
So the ruling of the chair is sustained. Let me just say thank you to Joseph for being very clear, for sending your motion about or your point of order about continuing breach forward in writing, so it's easier to incorporate in the minutes. And I think that was a very, very orderly conversation about a difficult issue. And I agree with you, Joseph. No names were mentioned, and that's appropriate.
Madam Chair, I apologize, but I do have one more point of order, and I promise it is my last one.
Good.
Okay. Good. The second and last, and I will send this to the Secretary as soon as we're done, because, yes, he shouldn't be made to transcribe. Again, we are in an ongoing violation of the bylaws, and that the staff delegate seat held by the GM has not been vacated and filled by the last election results, next staff runner-up. The act disqualifying the delegate in question was assuming the GM role at KPFT. For reference, see Bylaws Article 4, Section 9, Occurrence of a Disqualifying Act for a Delegate, Bylaws Article 7, Section 2, that the LSB consists of 24 elected delegates, with the last line, Article 7, Section 2, the station's GM will serve as a non-voting LSB member. And for reconciliation, see Articles 4, Section 10, filling a vacancy. I contend the KPFT LSB needs to correct our ongoing violation of the bylaws. That's the end. Thank you, Madam Chair, for letting me bring this up.
Okay, so I'm going to rule that point of order out of order. We did address this at the time that we had a change in the general manager position. And because our IGM is a volunteer, it was determined at both the PNB and by the CEO that he could continue to serve in his capacity as a delegate because it wasn't clear he would continue in the position of IGM. That decision was something that would need to be made in the future and was not been determined. So I'm finding the ruling, I'm ruling your point of order out of order. And I would again request that it's in the minutes reflecting continuing breach. So I have spoken. Sandy.
Yes, you are correct. If I were the general manager, I am not. It's an interim position. And we've even had an interim ED that was on the board at one point. So there's a difference in definition, but what you read by definition is correct. But interim is not GM. Two different things. Thank you.
Are there others who wish to speak to this? Hearing none, Mr. Is there a second to the challenge?
Nancy, yeah, has a question.
Yes. Well, I haven't challenged it yet, but thank you for anticipating. I am going to challenge. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. So is there's a second to the the challenge?
I second the challenge. This is Nancy.
Okay, great. So who wishes to speak? There are two of us who've already spoken in support of the ruling of the chair. Nancy.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. The purpose of the one of the duties of the LSB is to evaluate the IGM or GM or IPD or PD, that being program director. So how does the IGM evaluate himself?
So that is an issue that frankly will get discussed in the Management Selection and Review Committee report. And it is not pertinent to this question of whether he is eligible to serve. Okay, Richard.
A lot of these things have befallen us because we don't have any money. Like the term extensions and then, you know, losing our station. And to think that the bylaws are sacrosanct and the PNB cannot adjust it at all is really fairly ridiculous. Thank you.
So I think let us note that Wally James has joined the call. Robert.
Madam Chair.
Yeah, I want to say that I think minimizing what Joseph Davis is quoting from and contending that the seat of LSB member cannot be vacated because we don't know how long the IGM will serve is a blatant contradiction. And at a minimum, that should have been discussed before the decision was made that the person assume an alternate or additional role and not used as an argument for disregarding this motion and presentation by Mr. Davis.
So, and, Mr. Davis?
You know, I might add that for some reason, my hand constantly disappears when it's raised, and I don't see that happening to anyone else.
Mr. Davis?
Thank you, Chair. I want to point out a couple of things. The bylaws have no distinction between volunteer GM, paid GM, interim GM, or any other kind. The bylaws stipulate general manager, it doesn't matter. I would like to personally, I'm not going to name a name, but I thank our volunteer GM for doing something that is really helping us. And that has nothing to do. This isn't about
interim,
the person.
Interim GM.
This is about the bylaws, and the bylaws say that, the GM is a non-voting member of the board and is not one of the 24 elected delegates. And I heard the word sacrosanct referred to the bylaws, and whether we care to, you can use, I don't know if that's meant to minimize or what, but again, as it says in our Robert's Rules 212, bylaws are the highest authority in an organization. And we can't vote to violate them. The PNB can't vote to violate them. The executive director can't give orders to violate them. And it doesn't matter if we all unanimously decide, because that's like, we might as well all collectively say, let's vote, get the PNB to pass a motion. Let's go rob a bank, get $100 million and pay off our debts. If we could do that, that would be fabulous. But
can we keep from going? I realize sacrosanct up the ante. But the general counsel addressed this issue and said the IGM is different from the GM. So we've had a challenge and a second. So it's time to take a vote. Mr. Secretary, if you vote yes, you are supporting the ruling of the chair that this is out of order. If you vote no, you are voting against the ruling of the chair. Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Allen.
Allen says yes.
Yes. Britton.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Kerr.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Cassonade. Davis.
No. Thank you.
No. Gardner. Gardner. James.
Yes.
Yes. Lewis.
Yes.
Yes. Locander.
Abstain.
Abstain. Martinez.
Yes.
Yes. McPherson.
Yes. Abstain.
Yes. Pratka.
Yes.
Yes. Sabara Naratomi.
Nancy votes no. And I did not understand what Ms. Pearson said. He said yes, abstain. Two votes?
He said yes, sustain.
Pay attention.
Okay. Okay.
Keep going with the vote. Enough.
Taking a vote. Scheidler.
Skipped over.
Scheidler.
Yes.
Yes. Sonia.
No.
No. Uzel, yes. Weinman.
Abstain.
Abstain. Weiskel.
No.
No. Williams. Willis. Young.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think Robert Gartner, wanted to be recognized. I think he was able to unmute.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I vote no.
Okay, no.
Mr. Davis, you've got your hand up. Is that a legacy hand?
Legacy, my apologies.
Got
okay,
it.
It's 10-5-2.
Okay, so the challenge fails. The ruling of the chair is supported. So then the next item on the agenda is staff recognitions.
No, it's minutes approval. I'd like to move.
Thank you.
I'd like to move the June 14th LSB minutes approval of them.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, who seconded?
I did, Mac.
Oh, great. Thank you. Is there any objection to approval of the minutes?
This is Joseph. I object.
Of course you do.
So what is, and also, so Joseph, what's your objection?
I'm waiting for you to deal with the point of order. Sorry.
Sorry. Ted, what's your point of order?
I have 2 points of order. One is that comments like of course you do should be called out of order immediately by the chair. And the failure to do so, I think, shows, denigrates this organization. Also,
I apologize. I should be used to all this by now. I apologize.
And the second thing is I am fairly sure, although I don't have my emails, but I'm fairly sure that I emailed the secretary with the text of a point of order that I raised at last month's meeting. And I was told that if I put my point of order in writing, they would appear in the minutes.
Didn't get it.
There are no points of order included in the minutes of last month's meeting.
I did not get anything from you, Ted.
So those can, the minutes can be amended in future. So if you would be kind, Ted, to resend the written point of order to the secretary, can we, so there are two, I think there are two objections to approving the minutes. Ted, you essentially have suggested that there needs to be an amendment, which I suggest can be taken up at the next meeting when the secretary has the written motion in hand, the written point of order in hand. Joseph, what's yours?
Okay, I just wanted to start my objection to the minutes. You were handling points of order.
Jesus Christ.
Are we ready?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, for the minutes. Actually, as Ted pointed out, what was one of my objections? I saw no points of order listed. But just in defense of the secretary and as a former secretary myself, yes, he has a totally valid point. Somebody send them in writing. I will be receiving mine shortly. Secondly, on the page 2, it says Uzel moved approval. And this was about approval of the KPFT budget. And then there are words like discussion followed, FYI. And it's important that when we enter things into the minutes, if you look in the RONR, section 48.4.6a, the exact words of motions, not kind of discussions of them. And so I would really appreciate that. Now, mind you, again, somebody should send that to Giselle in writing to make his job easy. Again, 48.4.10, all points of order, whether they're sustained or lost in the argument of the chair. My next there were several reports that were listed, and what this says is audio and then audio and then audio. Audio is not an official part of our foundation records. And again, I don't want to make the chair try to transcribe these things, but everybody who sends in reports should send a written report to the chair. And even if they don't have their here, if they're absent, like I believe one of our members is absent who would have done one, just say they're absent. They don't have a report. So we need the reports in the minutes, and please make it easy for the secretary. And that's all I wanted to say. I would like to see the written reports, the points of order, and the exact words of the motions. Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm about to recognize the secretary and then Adriana Kasaneve. Thank you for your recommendations. Again, I believe that those I would like for us to be able to approve the minutes, understanding that they can be subject to amendment in the future. All of those matters need to be brought forward in writing. So I'd like to hear first from the secretary.
I would like to again say, and I've only said it about 1,400 times, send your stuff to me in writing or I can't put it in the minutes. And I'm not going to just put everything in the minutes. We've been through this 100 times. I put in the minutes what's done at the meeting, not what's said at the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Adriana, then Sister Mama Sonia.
Yes, first of all, to say that I'm present, but I'm out of town and I don't know how long I can stay on the call. And I want to put my objection to the minutes too, okay?
Okay, thank you. Sister Mama Sonia.
Yes, hold on. I'm trying to unmute.
You were unmuted. There you go.
All right, yes. These under breath comments, they've got to stop. I don't know if it is a point of order, but I hear them, I'm sure other people hear. Please, let's be respectful to one another because it's sickening. Oh, God, Jesus Christ, all that stuff. Come on, let's be adults and not act like mean girls, middle schoolers.
Thank you for bringing that up, and maybe everybody could mute themselves between statements. Okay, so the question is whether we are going to vote to, if you vote yes, it's approving the minutes as they have been written, subject to future change. Mr. Secretary, please take the roll.
Alan?
Alan says yes.
Yes. Britton?
Yes.
Yes. Kerr?
Yes.
Yes. Kasaneve?
No.
No. Davis? Joseph?
Joseph, you're muted. Why don't you keep going and come back to him?
Gardner?
No.
No. James?
Yes.
Yes. Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Locander?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yes.
Marianne?
Yes.
Yes, gotcha. McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Fratka?
Yes.
Yes. Sabara Naratomi?
Nancy, no.
Nancy, no, thank you. Scheidler?
Yes.
Yes. Sonia?
No.
No. Uzel, yes. Weinman?
Abstain.
Abstain. Weiskel?
No.
No. Williams? Willis? Young?
Yes.
Yes. I missed somebody back there.
I'm back. Sorry, that was my fault.
Okay.
I'm going to abstain and wait for the corrected version, so I'll abstain. Thank you.
Okay. Abstain. Okay, I think this vote is, I always recount these before I put them in the record, but it's 12-5-2 in favor.
Okay, so the minutes are adopted. Subject to future change.
Chair? Chair?
Yes?
I believe that was 4-0.
Oh, is it 4-0?
To recapitulate, Bob Gardner.
No, it's
Nancy.
5. It's 5.
Oh, it's 5?
Yeah.
Davis abstained, right?
Yeah.
So that's 4-0 and 1-0. Yeah.
Nancy, it's, Nancy, it is 5 no's. I don't want to argue with you about this.
Could you recapitulate the no's, Secretary?
I don't know what that, what does that mean, recapitulate?
Who voted
list
how?
List them.
Okay.
Nancy Sabarno,
Let me finish it, Madam Chair. The people that voted no are Cassanave, Gardner, Sabara Naratomi, Sister Monsonia, and Ted Weisfield. That's 5.
Thank you. My mistake. Thank you.
Thank you for the confirmation, Mr. Secretary. All right. Finally, staff recognitions. Sorry that I have kept leaping past everything else. Staff recognitions, everybody. I'd like to recognize Stuart. Oh, no. Can't say it. Never mind. Let me just comment that one of the things that we have discussed at the national level and in the elections committee is that there can be no campaigning, even inadvertent, in our meetings. So mentioning that somebody is a candidate is not appropriate. Someone mentioning that they are a candidate is not appropriate. Let me just say that I'm a lot of hard work has gone into this, that it is, I know that there are some contentions about it, but the NES came on with a very shortened time frame and limited budget, and is powering through. So I wish all candidates well. Okay, Adriana.
Yes, I'm sorry, Chair, but your opinion, I'm totally against. Your opinion is, this is a shameful way to conduct elections. And, well, we will have results for that. You know, the foundation will pay for this shameless, shameful, I'm sorry, election. Thank you.
Joseph.
Okay, sorry. I'm having mute problems. I would like to thank all the staff down at the station because we are in dire straits right now and the people who are there, including our volunteer manager, because this is about the people who are there keeping things going. So I want to recognize everybody who comes in there day after day and keeps it going. Thanks, all of you. Bye.
Thank you, Joseph. Yeah, David.
I'd like to thank the people that had the, there's just one Zoom information and email.
Oh, yeah.
That's good. Okay. Something easy to fix, it's fixed. That's very good.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, others? Oh, yeah, I'd like to thank Otis. Otis is an incredibly, he does lots and lots of stuff. And from time to time, our communications run afoul. But Otis handles the communications for the entire system. It's a lot of work, and we're very fortunate to have him. Okay, Joseph, are you still have your hand up? Nancy.
Yes. I would like to say that this election was extended for nominations and candidate filings, but was not announced on the air, and that is a pity. That leads to disenfranchisement of the whole membership. I'm finished.
Thank you. Okay, other staff recognition. Okay, so IGM report.
Thank you. Okay.
And it is in writing.
Yes, I did send it out. If you didn't get it, it probably means you're not on the LSB list. So, Susan, anybody that's not, if you could forward that individually, I'd be appreciative. Thank you.
Absolutely.
And my apologies that you don't have it in advance. I try to issue it 48 hours in advance of these meetings so that you have time to look it over, and hopefully I don't have to read the whole thing, which I'm not going to do. I'll just start out by saying that we're in a really good place in terms of our finances, and our operation keeps improving, and things are running pretty well. We have our HD2 studio going. And we got a chance to tell the world that we were back. We formally dedicated the building on June 24th. Mayor Anise Parker was there. A number of you on the Zoom call were there. And I thank those that participated in readying the building. Stuart's on the call here. I don't know who else might have participated in that directly on the call here, but there were several that worked really hard to get the building ready in shape, the iron rail installed on the front, the tile work in the building, Debbie Smith and the building committee. That all came together, and it was a very happy event, including a really nice cake that Robin Lewis procured and brought in. So we are formally back. The HD2 studio is finished in terms of being able to hit the tower, and it's being used frequently for studio production and I think the occasional live broadcast at this point as well. And I want to just thank Marlo Blue again and again for her work, communicating with all the operations staff, the programmers, and making sure that the schedule that we have laid out runs as smoothly as it can possibly run. She's doing a marvelous job coordinating all that. That's our program coordinator. And again, Marlo does so much more. She gathered all the data for the FCC report, the quarterly FCC report, and that was filed on time. And she's adapting to that and mastering that skill very well. That's a very valuable skill. I also want to thank Howard Reynolds for his work on our music server. That's being used more and more, and a number of our programmers are noting the ease at which you can put together programs using this set of software. And Howard's right there to train everybody, and he does that gladly and willingly. So thank you, Howard. Another point here that I want to make is underwriting. We've been doing a little of that. There's no major burst in revenue. There's no decline. It just kind of trickles in and it's almost at random. I was on a call yesterday with the other GMs and Stephanie, and one GM noted that while things were going really good, they couldn't count on the income from underwriting, something that has to be developed over time, and you need clients and you need relationships to keep those clients. You know, you need to keep talking to them, asking about their needs. The Memory Brick campaign that we did worked extremely well. I think Robin reported we sold about 210 square feet of brick for the pay, and we're working on getting those engraved, and ultimately we'll put those in the front yard, and we'll be using that same fundraising tool in August, which is our next fund drive. Like I said, with the building, thank you to Debbie Smith, the things that she's done in there and labor and material she's donated is totaling the thousands and thousands of dollars. So thank you for all of it. We've been having our problems staying on air. You've noticed we've been losing what's called a fixed IP address. For those of you that don't know what that is, you're better off for not knowing. For those of you that do, it has to do with the internet and getting data around. And we have a firewall protecting our whole infrastructure. And if you don't have the right address, IP address, you can't get in and you can't get out. And we had a glitch with our little AT&T router, which was replaced yesterday. And I'm hoping that's the cure for it all. So I'm supposed to have battery backup. I'm going down into the weeds here. But the point being is I'm hoping that that is fixed. It's been a nuisance. We put in an additional fire crash safety door on the building, and at the same time hung in an appropriate door with closers on the HD2 studio. We're also looking at a project in the very near term of putting a separate air conditioner in our HD1 studio. Because we built a wall when we in the downstairs partitioning the building, we didn't reroute the AC ducts. So that corner of the building where all the equipment is gets pretty warm. So the same company that donated an air conditioner, we're just buying the AC part, and they're doing all the labor and all the installation gratis. And we're going to move forward on that project. Those two last items, the moving of doors, fire crash safety doors, et cetera, and the air conditioner, will consume all of the money that was raised in the sale of the Lovett property. And any additional cost will now come out of the KPFT bank account, if you will. So we can talk about that at a finance committee meeting down the road. I talked to Markeisha. She said we're in really good shape. We'll talk about that in a minute too. First, I want to talk about programming. And again, Marla Blue, pdkpft@gmail.com. Is a good person to ask. Also, there's a link online to our schedules. You're going to see some changes. I think they might have even been put up today. Unfortunately, in life, things happen, and Jill Morgenstern, who does Bayou Brew, has for the last 5 years, had an interruption in terms of their family income. Her husband got laid off after a 20-year run and is out looking for another job. But until then, Jill is going back to work. And so she's abandoning Saturday morning. She wrote a very nice email, and I worked really hard to try to convince her to stay. But she's resolute in making sure her family comes first, and I can't agree more. So replacing the 9 to noon shift are two new programs, and they're going to debut this Saturday from 8 to 10 a.m., Glenna Bell, local singer-songwriter who's been involved with KPFT for a number of years, is going to host a program called Three Chords and the Truth. And then from 10 to noon, Marcus French, who has been doing Inner Kid Radio, is going to take a new show from 10 to noon, 2 hours, and it's going to be called No Expectations. So look for those changes this Saturday. We've got some other changes coming too, and we're working on some other programming that's going to hopefully benefit both KPFT and the people that are going to be on the air at the same time.
Sandy, there's been a request. Later. Sandy, there's been a request that you speak into the mic a little louder.
I'm sorry. Is that better? I hope that's better. Okay. So Saturday morning, that's the Saturday morning change, schedule changes for anything coming up. There's some minor ones on HD2 that Marla's making. Then I don't have those organized to give you yet. We actually lost some listenership in terms of CUN, in May with our fun drive. Imagine that. People tune out during fun drive. So I'm starting to see them come back online, and I think next month we'll have a different report. The market share did stay flat at 0.3. It was 0.2 forever. Now it's 0.3, I think, for now 3 months in a row. So we're on a roll. In terms of outreach, I want to thank Rob Lee. He provided that boat ride on Buffalo Bayou, and he's working on some major donor fundraising ideas, and we hope we can go forward with that and hope to cultivate some more major donors to the station. Watermelon Dance and Summer Social is July 22nd at the Cottonwood Club, which is on North Shepherd. We're going to be the beneficiary of the door proceeds, or at least 51% thereof, which is the legal minimum. And it's going to be doors at 4 and music till 2 a.m. That's the Cottonwood Club on North Shepherd. It's a $20 door fee. Tell your friends. If you note Robin's report, which was appended to mine, membership is up to a little more than a little over 2,800, which is a good thing. Our website has some new features that Otis added, now playing, for instance. You can see the song playing, et cetera. And on the archive, same thing. You can see, get a rerun of that. The Night for Guy event raised $2,111. So thank you, Susan Darrow, who helped coordinate that, to Matt Harlan and Sean Parks. We are grateful for the donation. We're also planning to partner with the Fifth Ward Head Start Center of Harris County. It's a Department of Education program, Head Start program. And we're going to have a buy a backpack for very young students. We'll have more information on that coming up shortly. In terms of finance, we're doing pretty good. We've got $192,000, a little more than $192,013.75, according to Markeisha in the bank. This includes $45,000 of restricted funds set aside for a repeater that Mo is working on for a women's prison in Gatesville. It also includes restricted funds for studio operations, which is a good portion of our bills, from the Brown Foundation. So we have, at this point, about 3 months of running reserve in the bank going into the August fund drive. And this includes the major payments for this month of $11,884 for central services, the tower bills, which totals about $7,400, and a $5,000 transfer to KPFA against a transmitter that we purchased a long, long time ago. We still owe another $20, and we will make progress payments as we can. Credit card balance remains paid off, and the 52 for 52 campaign, darn it, I meant to check, it's raised over $67,000 at this point. And that includes the monthly bump from sustainers that we just received. That's a mirror. That's a reflection of a year ago. That was when they roll over to the new year and you get credit again on the anniversary date. So we got that rollover and that's in that total. We'll get one more rollover on that in September because in August, it's a different campaign, Summer Sizzle. Thanks to Teresa Allen, Rob Lee, Augie, and all the others that come and are calling lapsed donors. It's a really big help. Let's keep that practice up. And as I said, we did make that $5,000 payment to KPFA. So they were appreciative. Yeah. We've raised a little more than $100,000 this fiscal year so far. We've got till October 1st than we did last year already. And one more note, Facebook. Our Facebook engagement is way up. If you see it, like it. If you like it, share it, okay? Seriously, get social with the media. You see those posts on KPFT? Just share it. Click share and get the word spread around. That would be very helpful in getting the word out about KPFT. We talk about billboards. We can do this ourselves. We can get that going. Okay, thank you very much. Take questions.
So let me just make a quick comment. There were questions in the last meeting, and I see that there is in the chat about the $5,000 to KPFA. I got a statement from Stephanie, who is the executive director, that the transfer of the monies were handled in a completely appropriate way at their direction, a way that minimized the electronic funds transfer costs, that minimized the time for transfers, and is reflected appropriately in the accounting. Okay, we have hands up. Adriana, is that a new hand or a legacy?
It's a new hand.
Okay, you're up.
Yes. I say that last time in our last meeting, and I want to repeat it again. The $5,000 that you are sending to KPFA should be sent to the national office, because in 2015, 2017, and 2019, the PNB ratified that that was part of the money that KPFA need to return to the national office, and they count the $100,000 like giving money back. It means we need to repay the national office. That is very clear. I know that we have a different executive director then, but that was voted then. And I don't know why we keep repeating the same problem, paying who KPFA that is not the one that should receive that money will be the national office. And if anybody wants to know about it, you go to the records, it's still there. But I can send it if somebody wants to know about it. Thank you.
So let me request, Adriana, that you raise that question at the national board. Okay, Ted.
Thank you. I think I have said this in one way or another in the past, but it's important. I would like to share with Sandy my impression, and I would like him to correct me if he thinks I am missing something. He talks about the building committee, which really does not, my impression is, it report to the board, so it's really not a committee. My impression is that other than stamping the approval of the budget, this body is perceived by management to be a pain in the neck, a nuisance, a necessary obligation that really serves no purpose. I didn't hear anything in this month's report, nor I heard it in previous months' reports, that this body serves any purpose for this quote unquote radio station. So would you please set straight if I am wrong?
Sandy, do you wish to respond? You're muted.
I don't think I heard a question, so I don't have a response.
Okay, got it. Joseph.
Okay, struggling. Let me lower my hand. You mentioned that there was a trickle of income from underwriting, and I was wanted to ask the question. I think maybe the easier way to ask this question to give a quick answer is roughly what percentage of money over the last year, the last quarter at least, would you say has just been listener donations, something that's not something else that we're doing? Because you mentioned underwriting is small. So what percentage of our money is coming from the listeners one way or the other? Thank you.
Okay. I mean, if we look at the unrestricted funds in the bank, which again, if I do the math and I'm doing this, these are mental gyrations, about $125,000 maybe of unrestricted money. That is the accumulation of funds since last, August 1st. Okay. We collected that amount of money by not paying out anything for payroll. Remember, we lost two payrolls. Markeisha's now paid by National, and we had a layoff of some staff. So that reduced costs, and that's ostensibly the difference. Okay. So those,
Sandy,
are, that
I
is,
think he,
wait, wait.
I think the question is how much is listener revenue?
For the year, it's all in the report, Joseph.
No, as a percentage of the total money we have coming in, because it sounds like the other things are small.
I was just doing the math. So it's like two thirds. We have two big grants. Okay. That we are restricted funds. And actually it's probably much more than that. I'm incorrect because we're spending money monthly. You've got to look at what's been burned in that time too. But it probably somewhere around 90% or more in total, Joseph.
About 90% listener support.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay, we're coming up on the time for public comment. It's 8:03, and we have a time certain. So let me see who all is on who are members of the public. I think I have seen, the several I think I have seen are, Stuart Nance, Captain Tom, I think PK is on, Brandon Mack. Who wishes to speak? Please put your hand up.
Madam Chair, I yield my time to other public.
Thank you. Are there other members of the public who wish to speak? So if not right now, sorry, PK. Welcome back from Africa.
Yeah.
It was incredible, affirming, and I learned a lot. If anybody knows history, we know that Rwanda had a genocide that inhumanely treated 800,000 people. And let me just say something. One of the things that I realize is that I realize I've been a thorn in your side talking about DEI. I actually don't like DEI, personally. It's the new corporate, model. But diversity is not our problem, but inclusion is. And one of the things that has upset so many people, and especially came true when we talked about the election. First, there wasn't going to be an election. We couldn't afford an election. And then all of a sudden it was, and then there was this rush, and there were people who did not know whether or not they had paid, whether or not it was a year ago or 2 years ago. And when I hear that there are only 2,800 people, not 28,000 people, I realize that we are not batting 100. And look, I'm good at what I do. And I am not a local citizen. I'm a global citizen. I have been almost to 22 countries, and I've seen the worst of humanity, but I've seen the best of humanity. And so I'm coming to you to ask, can we work together? Can we really start putting some time together? One of the things about Rwanda was this. Ubuntu. I am because you are. I don't know that KPFT can say that. I'm not even really sure Pacifica can say that. I've met some incredible people. Hell, losing Lawrence for me was like I lost part of my appendage. You know, he was steadfast, stalwart, and wanted to do things. You sat, my friend, and fellow storytaker, fellow storyteller, Sister Mama Sonia, you seated her, and then you took it away from her. And, you know, let's talk Dr. Franklin, but we can't talk about that because that's human resources, so it has to be the secret. But I'm just wondering, what would happen if we really worked together? And I mean one that was equitable, because it's that word, equity, efficacy. It's not about being equal, because we aren't equal. You have been to the mountaintop based on the fact that you have the majority. And you have the majority because we've hemorrhaged our membership. When I have somebody tell me, don't come to me talking to me about KPFT, we did this and nothing happened. And just try and put yourself in the place of someone who feels betrayed or feels that they don't matter. We're not going to have a station if we don't have people. One of the lessons that I learned from Rwanda was that this was not done in a vacuum. It was done based on planning and execution. Now, do they punish those that committed the murders? Because they know who some of them are. But some of them were 12-year-old and 15-year-old children. Restorative justice is not about punishing. Restorative justice is about making things right. It is the most magnificent city I have been in who has, along with Sarajevo, it seems like this is the year that I am going to the places that in 1994, it wasn't one just genocide. It was about eight. Cambodia, Yemen, Bosnia, Rwanda, other parts of Africa, other parts of India. You know, I was there in Mumbai when the hotel was blown up and set on fire, and my friend lost her husband and her daughter, and I had left the hotel the night before. Are we going to continue to be at each other's throats? Somebody yells dilatory because they don't like what somebody says, rather than it's okay to raise your voice. It's okay to be frustrated. What we have to do is not dehumanize one another. And we've done that really, really, really well. And it's time, do we want a station or do we not want a station? Do we want it to be a station committed to communities throughout Houston? Right now I'm dealing with the fact they took affirmative action off the table, the Supreme Court. Why aren't we talking about it at KPFT? Mm-hmm. Why? And I'm ready to get to work because I'm tired of this. Let me tell you something. I got treated better in Rwanda in the 13 days I was there than I've been treated by Pacifica for the last 5 or 6 years. I used to be the peacemaker. Everybody loved me. Everybody liked me. I did great work for this station. Can you imagine how I'm feeling? Is it even important to know that this is about feelings and emotions? I hope I'm not preaching to the choir. I'm hoping that I can change hearts and minds, because that's what happened for me in Rwanda. When I walked off the elevator and people were gathering at this conference and they saw me, they said, stop. It's Mama PK. Welcome home, sister. I'm a child of the diaspora because 400 years ago, somebody said about one of my relatives that they had to be enslaved. I don't know where I come from, but I tell you what I do know. I know that I was welcome to a place from a continent that is really trying to fix its problems. And we don't seem to be able to do it at KPFT or in Pacifica. We're ugly to one another.
Just had it to me.
And it, at some point, it is either a waste of my time or nobody really wants to change. I'm giving you an opportunity, and I'm hoping that people will call me directly and make some commitments, and we make some agreements, because this shit has to stop. I love that you can give good reports, but you're not giving the whole report because you're missing key people. You got rid of a number. Can people mute, please? You got rid of a lot of shows. There may have been only five people on that show, but those are five people that aren't here anymore. We've got to think globally. These killings, for instance, I'm not paranoid. They're out to get me. There are people who want a civil war in this country. And the only thing that stops it is real media. Don't pat yourselves on the back. Challenge yourself to do something better. Because if you don't, none of us have a station. PK? I'm asking. Let's stop the damage we're doing to this station and each other and start working together.
I would like to ask you've spoken for 15 minutes and I know you had very important things to say. Is there anybody, any other member of the public who wishes to speak? My cat knocked over my drink. And I think that Sister Mama Sonia, I think you were the one who needed to mute. Okay, is there anyone who wishes to speak? Okay, Brandon Mack, go for it.
Yes, I just want to speak with respect to what Ms. PK just talked about. Just from an observational standpoint, it seems that KPFT needs to rethink their approach when it comes to DEI. The problem that Apton people do is that they approach DEI with the D first rather than the E and the I, which should come first. So in terms of that, what I mean is that diversity is an outcome. It should be the outcome of the work, but before you bring in people from diverse perspectives, you have to ensure that the equity and the inclusion is there first before you bring in diverse individuals. And by equity, that means it needs to be rooted in policy and it needs to be rooted in action. And just based from an observational standpoint, as a member of the public, it doesn't seem that the equity piece has been put into place in terms of facilitating inclusion and facilitating diversity. So what my hope is that you are taking what Ms. PK, Sister Mama Sonia, many other individuals are telling you in terms of the station has got to do better in terms of providing that equity and providing that inclusion before going out and bringing in diverse voices in order to do this effectively. Because in order for stations like KPFT or any station to survive, you're going to need people who are not always at the center to be here. That's the only way for you to continue to survive. And the only way that that's going to happen is that these policies and procedures need to be in place that do provide equity, because if not, we're not going to be here. Because why should we have to suffer being in environments that were never created for us and to stay there and to suffer continuously if people are going to say, oh, I'm committed to DEI, but it's not ever rooted in any sort of policy or any sort of action. So I just wanted that to be known.
Okay, Captain Tom. Oh, and let me just say, if you haven't been on public comment before, it's not interactive. We're here to listen. Captain Tom.
Madam Chair, thank you for your time. I'd like to address PK's statement. I've said this many times before, many, many times before. Teamwork is important. And we all need to concentrate on how this station needs to raise money and not worry about our personal agenda, not worry about other problems that we are experiencing. General Manager Sandy is doing an excellent job as far as I'm concerned. He may be the interim general manager, but still, he's doing an excellent job. Things have come up. Money has come up. Listeners have come up. But a lot of people don't seem to see that way. And we're worried about, you know, who's on the board, who's not on the board. We're worried about how much time we spend on the board. The thing is that everybody here is a volunteer. We're not paid to do the job. Nobody is. Okay, so we're here to work together as a team. And as far as I'm concerned, that's the only issue that I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there someone else who wishes to speak as a member of the public? Okay, I don't see someone. If there, we have another.
May I finish?
Oh, sorry. Yes, PK, go ahead.
One of the things is that this election has been tainted with the fact of unfairness, lack of equity. And the only way that we're going to solve the problem of it is to really talk about it and put something in place that creates the fairness that is needed for those people that Captain Tom is talking about it to be part of the team. Equity is what's missing. And that is important. No matter that we are raising money, we're not raising enough, and we could do so much more. And I think that we need to look at how this election took place, because it almost seemed like it was last minute. And there were so many people, older people, I can name them, and I had them write the NES, that talked about not being able to get on, not being able to see a person's name. Tamika, I mean, we've got a list of these people. How are you as an LSB going to address the fact that there are people who feel as if the system and the structure of the system was not fair to them? What can we do about that? Is that something that needs to go to the PMB? I just want to know how we go about. I'm asking to work with you. I'm asking to put our differences aside and figure out how to do this so that people aren't feeling like this station doesn't include me. And now I'm done.
Thank you. So, I've had a request from Nisi, who is joined the call, for her to give a report at this time about preparations for the town hall meeting. Is there any objection to taking that, agenda item now? Hearing none. Nisi, take it away.
Okay. You guys are going to have to excuse the background noise. I'm going to read this real quick. Everything I'm going to read is self-explanatory. Hold on for a second. Okay, the town hall meeting. The next town hall will either be Saturday, October the 7th or Saturday, October the 28th, 2023 from 10 a.m. until 12 p.m. Proposed location is the $5 million newly remodeled Blue Triangle Community Center, 3005 McGowan Street, Houston 77004 in the northern section of the historic Third Ward. Again, it will be in person and via Zoom. It will be moderated by former KPFT LSB Board Chairman Venicia Williams. A tentative agenda will be current station operations, current programming, how to get a program on air, member concerns, member suggestions, monthly LSB protocols, and addressing the board, and then we're going to adjourn. If you have any ideas, please forward to Venicia at VeniciaKPFT@gmail.com. And I move for the acceptance of this report, which includes the duly noted action items.
So is there a second?
Second.
Okay, seconded by Richard. Is there discussion? And I understand, Nisi, that you have a written report to forward, and I think you have asked people to contact you with suggestions. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct.
Okay. Teresa.
Yes. Venicia, you mentioned 2 dates, and can you tell me when you think you'll know the actual date so we can
as soon as I get it confirmed with the Blue Triangle.
Okay. So it's October 7th or October what?
28th. It's the first Saturday or the last Saturday in October.
Do want to call to your attention that there will be an election on October 28th. That will be early voting happening at that time, just so you know. I'm looking forward to that.
Say that again.
I said there will be early voting on October 28th. I am looking forward to this event.
That's early voting for what?
Election. Oh, I'm sorry. No, I think I'm wrong. I think early voting ends on Friday the 27th.
Okay, so, Ted.
What is the early voting? What does that mean?
For the mayoral election.
But, Teresa, that has nothing to do with KPFT.
I understand, but sometimes the early voting places are in community centers. Thank you. Right.
Okay, well, I'm on the board of the Blue Triangle. I know they're not having early voting at the Blue Triangle, so.
Okay, Ted, your questions. And Teresa, you want to take your hand down?
This is more comment than question, and I'm speaking against the motion. We don't know what the cost will be at the Blue Triangle. That's a simple reason to not approve what is being presented.
The cost is not going to cost KPFT anything. I already know y'all don't have no money, so why would I suggest that?
I would like to be able to finish my comment.
Okay, hold on just a minute. So, Ted, finish your question, and then Nisi, give him the response, which I think you've already been in the middle of. Ted?
The laws of Pacifica specifically state what a town hall meeting is for. It's for listener comment, and it is not for a report from the general manager or the interim general manager. It is wants, needs, and concerns of listeners, and for anything else to be a part of the event would be a regurgitation of what went wrong at the last one of these town hall meetings that ostensibly was chaired by Nisi Williams, but was really taken over by Sandy Weinman, who did all of the talking for about the first half hour, setting an agenda rather than letting the members of the community express their wants, needs, and concerns.
Please, so Ted, you've made your point. You're repeating yourself. So you object to our adopting this motion. And perhaps, Nisi, you want to clarify about the cost?
The cost is no cost to KPFT. I know you guys ain't got no money, so why would I bring you something and ask you to pay for it? Please. No, you know me better than that. Second of all, if you look at the agenda that I proposed, it has everything to do with the community and nothing to do with the interim general manager.
Okay, so Joseph Davis.
Okay. Hello, Vanessa.
Hey.
Okay, you say, basically, I don't want to talk about any specific job like manager or anything like that. What I want to talk about is, as Ted pointed out, what do you, just give me your ballpark figure of what percentage of time is going to be us listening to the public? And I do get it. We need to say a few things, but just what's your ballpark figure for the event that you're planning? Thank you.
100% for the public. Oh, God. That's it. 100% for the public. Y'all want to have a town hall meeting. Y'all always saying you want to hear from the public. This is what it's for. Nothing more, nothing less. I get what you said, Ted, and I agree with you. At the last meeting, the general manager did take over the meeting. That's not going to happen this time.
Okay, so you've made comments from the responses from Nisi. Are there still objections to this motion? Hearing none, the motion passes. Thank you very much, Nisi, for your hard work.
Okay, thank you, guys. I will see you next time. I got to go. As you can tell, I'm in a place where I cannot control the noise level. Y'all have a good rest of the meeting. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Nisi. Alligator.
Thank you.
Okay, getting back to the point that we were on in the agenda, Pacifica National Board reports.
It went well. I got my point across. My motion passed. I'm not going to play with these white people. They get on my nerves.
Hey, Nisi? Nisi? Nisi, do me a favor and mute yourself. Jump up, mute yourself or leave the call.
Say that again, Susan.
Yeah, would you be kind to mute yourself?
Yeah, I'm hanging up. I was trying to hang up, Susan.
Okay, great.
I'm sorry. Bye.
Thank you very much. Okay, Pacifica National Board reports. Who wants to lead off? Okay, starting with A, Teresa.
Okay, unmute. Thank you. We have some issues that we've been discussing in executive session. They are personnel issues, intense discussions. We are in the process. I think at this point we have three bids on the building in Los Angeles at KPFK. And we are in the process of conducting an evaluation of our executive director. Last night, the National Finance Committee reviewed the budget of the National Affiliates Network. I encourage people to go to PacificaNetwork.org and just see examples of what our affiliates program is doing. It's always inspirational for me to see, and when I'm traveling, to see a little radio station no bigger than a large master bath that just really covering community radio. And I'm very proud that these many stations can take our programming. We're also having pretty intense discussions about programming on the national level. I'm not on the strategic planning committee, so I don't really know very much about that. We have submitted our paperwork to CPB and are waiting to hear what they have to say from that. That's all I have to report this time.
Okay, next, Marianne.
Sorry. Well, I serve on governance, and unfortunately, we're still in the process of trying to elect our chair. So we haven't really had any official meeting with any official business to discuss at this time. Then the other committee that I serve on, we did not make quorum, so we haven't met on that committee either, unfortunately. That's all I've got right now.
Adrian. Adriana, do you have a report, or do we go on to the next topic? All right, we'll go ahead to committees and task forces. First one, Adriana, Committee of Inclusion. Any questions?
There's no forum for questions?
Oh, yeah. No. If you raise your hand if you have a question.
No, my hand doesn't stay up, so I don't trust that process. I'm sorry.
So then let me just say, Robert, several people have got difficulties with their own connectivity that we are not causing and cannot solve.
I'm not blaming anybody.
Thank you, Robert. Speak up, and I appreciate it, and I will recognize you. Robert, your question.
Yeah, I would like to know if the the more recent discrepancies in hosting meetings with wrong passcodes, wrong phone numbers, and no mention of public comment, or those items have been submitted to the CPB as part of that report?
Do you mean the PNB? I don't think that the CPB, since we don't receive CPB funding, I don't know that we sent
whatever
it
was Teresa was talking about. She said something went to the CPB. An application or something, right?
Yes. All five stations were asked to do the paperwork for CPB so we could receive grants and all other services of CPB.
Okay, well, can you answer my question then?
You have a question about notices of meetings. When I submit paperwork, when I go online to organize, to schedule a meeting, for example, let's say development, or it could be a meeting on the national level, I did notice at the last development meeting that there was Zoom information that was not on my application when I went to KPFT and scheduled the meeting. So when people on the committee got notification, they saw both Zoom information and Maestro information. And I did contact Otis McClay, who manages KPFTX, and he did address that issue, so I don't think it's going to happen again. I know that we had some problems on a governance meeting where, for example, I saw my notification. I saw two Zoom meetings and one Maestro, and I believe that has been addressed, and I have no idea why. When I filled out the application for KPFTX, I didn't even see any Zoom information on there. I certainly didn't put it in there, and yet it went out on the notification. So I can only hope that that this will be addressed. It's a technical issue, and it's handled by somebody that's extremely overworked, and I think does a lot of this time, does a lot of this work in his volunteer time and in his spare time. So I can only hope that people are patient. And if you can't get in on a meeting, try all of the numbers.
Okay. I've let you go on for a while, but
okay.
You haven't answered my question.
I'm sorry.
And yet maybe you brought up an additional example of what I was talking about. So there's at least four events of recent history. And I want to know what kind of an accounting is being given to the CPB from KPFT? And does it include these types of things? I'm not concerned about who's to blame, who can get in and out of a meeting. Or more examples. I want to know what CPB is seeing.
Because we're not a member of CPB currently, they are not, to my knowledge, noticing if we have any problems with our scheduling of meetings and notifications. Personally, I think that a meeting such as development is not really a committee. We call it a committee, but it is a subcommittee of KPFT. We have so many meetings that it is quite challenging.
We're taking a lot of time on this.
Because we're not members of CPB, we are not accountable for that.
And the answer is that there is no current reporting to CPB because we're not receiving the funding. So cleaning up these matters, which are difficult, where there are problems at all stations, is an important thing for us to do in order to fully qualify and to be able to keep the funding. We've got it.
Well, that's 1-4-3-8.
Robert, enough. 1-4-3-8. Yeah, is that Jane?
I know when it's enough. You don't need to tell me that.
So Jane, is that 1-4-3-8? Is that Jane? Joseph, let's come to you.
Okay, I just wanted to quickly emphasize how important CPB is, and I realize it may be tough to get, but I would also like for future reports on it to try to include any of the issues that are stopping us from getting it so that we might have a shot at addressing them and getting it later, since that's money. We need money. Thank you, Teresa. Thanks for pursuing that.
Okay, Sandy.
This is 1-3-8. Can we hear Adriana Casanave, her report?
I asked her. Adriana,
yes,
I asked her a couple of times.
You asked me a couple of times, but I'm being dropped permanently. I get in, I'm being dropped. Now I can't speak because I'm Nancy's phone. Obviously, I'm being dropped permanently. I mean, you know, I get in, I'm being dropped, get in, I'm being dropped.
We are not dropping you, Adriana. The problems are
I don't say that you did. I'm sorry, Chair.
So will you please go ahead and give your report? I'm glad you're back.
Yes, Chair. Thank you. And I will appreciate if you don't answer to every time that we talk because, you know. Okay. My report is that I have, first of all, I want to tell Robert, Bob, it's absolutely true what you say and what Joseph said. We are trying to apply, the foundation is trying to apply for CPB money, and it's a bunch of violations. I agree with you. We should take care of that because it's the only way that we can have funds. And related to the PMB, I'm still having the same problem that we had before, and I don't have the support, obviously, from the other three directors. I believe that this, the decisions, some of us directors are asking for the information being brought back to the PMB for us to see before the decision has been made. Mm-hmm. But I believe that the small group that is, the council, the executive director, and the chair of the board make a lot of decisions, and then we cannot have that coming back to the board when things come back too late, they already, the decision are being made. I disagree with that issue. I believe that it's our fiduciary responsibilities. We are the elected people, and I really worry about that. And I know that most people, you know, don't care about that, but I do. I believe that I was elected to take care of the membership, representing the membership, and I believe that we should, a board should, must have all the information. It's a violation of our rights not to give us that information, but well, I complain about that, and I will be really happy if the other three directors from KPFT support that position, because it's their fiduciary responsibility too. That's it. If anybody else have questions, I'm ready to answer. Thank you.
Are there questions for PNB members? Hearing none. Let's go to the...
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, Nancy.
Yes. The elections, PNB had voted to extend the elections of nominations and the candidate filings until July 15th. Because it was so difficult for people to register to nominate, something that was completely new. And then also there were extensions to do this, but not listed on the website and the worst thing, not announced on the air. So how does the membership know that there's more time until what was it? Until Saturday, the 8th, to put in a nomination? And there's, you know, we have a candidate from KPFT who got certified by the NES in email format and was never posted on as a candidate. So could not get in to register a nomination to be a nominator and could not be nominated. So this is not a fair election. What did the PNB, you know, they voted to extend until July 15th. That gave more time. And I'm hearing from WBAI, two members, one a member of the LSB and also of the staff, unable to be listed as candidates. I don't know if these are true. I have not heard about the, you know, this needs to be investigated. This is not good. So what is the PNB going to do? I mean, what was the meaning of a...
I can tell you, Nancy, that I will bring the issue to the PNB, and I agree with you. We cannot even get from the NES. We wrote emails to the NES asking, for example, for a list of the nomination that some candidates were rejected because not enough nominations. Like you say, we cannot even have that list. I have a list of people that we are never there. I agree with you. And it's absolutely true that PNB votes to extend this because we have problems. But, well, you know, everybody interprets the bylaw the way that they want it. And I agree that the NES is at the direct elections. But the bylaw say very clearly that the timeline, the time frame is set by the PNB. But, you know, that's the way that this is being worked. It's an insider work. They really don't care. And that's okay. The membership is, again, being totally disenfranchised. That is my position. And I will bring it to the PNB, obviously.
Thank you.
Do any other PNB members wish to address this issue?
I would like to say that we cannot dictate to the election supervisor. We have given her the power to make those tough decisions, and we are only having these elections because several anonymous people have donated money to pay for elections, and they're actually still looking for additional money to pay for elections. It's expensive. When people get paper ballots, so if you're a member, I hope that you will give people your email address so that we can send you email ballots and keep your email information current. There's also a place on the KPFT webpage where you can, it starts with, what is it called, Sandy? My something. There's a place on there where you can kind of control your membership, and pay it and, check your membership.
My KPFT.
My KPFT on the website. So, unfortunately, sometimes I disagree with the election supervisor too, but we have to give that person, permission to do their job without pulling them, that person in 20 different directions. Thank you.
If I'm not mistaken, the bylaws specify that the NES basically has absolute say. So the schedule that is in the bylaws was already missed last year and this year. So
the DMB members go.
Yes, go ahead. I was a BNB member last year when we made the decision, when we had to make the difficult decision to postpone the election. So that is a piece of fact that we dealt on, that we dealt with last year before you were on the
at the same time, the bylaws. Yes, I know. That's why we have the lawsuits that we have. Yes. And again, this is running an election just because the judge said that we have, doesn't mean there need to be an election that you disenfranchise a membership. That is a travesty of, really. This is not an election. This is a...
So I understand that challenges will be going to the NES, from several stations.
No. We'll be worse than that. No. We'll not be only to the NES, obviously. We will find another resources because, we cannot do this with the members. No.
Can we move on to committees and task forces?
Nancy has a question.
Yes.
I have my hand raised. Yes. What Teresa just said about anonymous donations for elections only, I mean, that sounds kind of kinky. When did this start? When was this allowed?
I'll respond to that. I tried, I was, for a while, I was the chair pro tem of elections, and I tried really, really hard, despite Pacifica's financial difficulties, to get a commitment last year to hold elections. And I was outvoted that we would not have elections last year. Very, very disappointed. I would like more people to give more money. We cannot survive as a foundation with members only giving $25. We just can't pay our bills. We can't pay our auditor. We can't pay our health insurance for our employees. We can't pay for these elections, which are fairly expensive. So we can only do the best we can. And, I'm hoping that we will have lots of people and our stations getting enough money that they're paying into central services so we can pay for these things. Thank you.
Sandy.
That's not my question, Teresa. I asked, where's the motion? Where did it come from? And who passed it that we take anonymous donations only for elections? That puts control in the people who are doing that. Teresa, you did not answer my... Please, answer.
If I may.
We were ordered by the court to have an election. So we did. And we can't find an election supervisor who'll do it for free. So what would you suggest, Nancy?
Don't answer the question.
I think you can answer Nancy's question.
Right. Let me try to provide some clarity, Nancy. The donation was made to the Pacifica Foundation. These are personal connections of the ED, who's out trying every which way to raise large sums of money because Pacifica needs large sums of money. We're talking about KPFT tonight, but the shocking truth of the matter is There are so many leaks in the Pacifica boat right now, massive leaks. And when I say leak, money owed for power bills, for rental bills, for interest on a couple loans that we haven't quite made payments on time. There is a need for so much cash, it's overwhelming. In this case, Stephanie was trying to address a specific need to have this election for the very matters that many of you are upset about, people on the board a long time and not having a chance to run. This endeavor to go through this election process for Pacifica is costing roughly $80,000. Who's paying for your hobby? Thank you.
All right. It was announced $75,000, so it's gone up $5,000.
Yes, because there was an extended window on elections.
Enough. So we'll go on to committee reports, starting with the Committee of Inclusion. Adriana, you're the convener for the Committee of Inclusion?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you.
Committee of Inclusion? Yes. Committee of Inclusion, we have scheduled our first meeting for last Friday, but I received phone calls. The member couldn't go then because it's an in-person meeting. The members asked me to change it to July, I think it is 21st. And that will be our next meeting. And it's in person and it's posted there. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Adriana? Okay, next one is finance.
The finance committee has not met since the last LSB meeting. There's nothing to report.
Okay. Next one is governance, Chair Pro Tem, Richard.
Okay, I have a report to give. Chair Pro Tem Richard Uzel called the meeting to order June the 29th, 2023 at 7. Members were added to the membership. Excused absences were requested and all approved. And roll was taken and a quorum was achieved. Hearing no objection. The agenda was amended, as amended was approved. Several members complained that some incorrect contact information had gotten posted, keeping some from getting on the meeting. Chair ruled that the members present who had gotten in spite of the problem, to please share the correct info with those attempting to get in. Hearing no objection, the minutes from May 25th were approved. The committee approved foregoing another set of pro tem elections in favor of moving on to the permanent chair and secretary elections that night. In a discussion and a subsequent 9-2 vote, it was decided that the governance committee would meet quarterly rather than monthly. A non-member again complained that could not get into the meeting. The chair ruled her out of order. She continued to complain and started to yell and disrupt the meeting. Ultimately, the chair cited her 3 times in the minutes for being out of order. The meeting had become unproductive. Susan Young moved to adjourn, and by a vote of 11-2, the committee agreed and the meeting was adjourned until September the 28th, 2023. That's my report.
There are hands up. Joseph, then Ted, then Jane.
We got a little bit too fast. I wanted to ask about the finance committee. Can I still get a quick question?
Oh, sorry. Do you mind if we come back after governance and go back to the finance committee?
Okay, sure.
Great. Okay, Ted.
I am very dismayed at this report, particularly because of the failure to mention names. A committee report should provide people who are not present with as much information as is fair to give, and explaining who did what is fair. This is not. I'm done.
Thank you. Jane.
He's muted.
Jane, you're muted. You're still muted, sweetie.
Hold on.
There you are. We got you now.
Okay. Now I'm going to mute my phone. Okay. Can you, you can only hear one of me?
No, we hear two of you. Can you mute your Zoom and use your phone?
That I was trying to do.
Yep.
I think you've got it. No, no, I'm sorry. We can't hear you. You need to have both up. Sorry.
You are not.
There, yeah. Go ahead.
Now my phone is muted.
No, we can hear you. We can hear you.
I move. Oh, I can see what I'm doing. The 2023 Governance Committee be placed on hiatus. The option to remove it from hiatus if the LSB votes to do so in order for the committee to look into a matter. The basis of this motion is based on the report of the chair of the committee.
Have you finished your motion?
Yes, ma'am.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Is there discussion? Okay, I'm not sure what hands are up for what. Joseph, raise your hand up for this.
Sure, I can talk about this.
Okay, so actually, I think Nancy is up first, and
okay.
Then Robert Gartner, and then you.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, I could not understand what Jane was saying, so can somebody in a nutshell translate it?
So is it all right, Jane, if I translate it? It's a motion to put the governance committee on hiatus until such time that the LSB reactivates it. Jane, is that correct? Okay. That has been moved and seconded. Ted.
This was not on the agenda. It's not from the committee. Understanding is that if you're going to introduce motions, they have to be provided in advance of the meeting. So I would hope the chair would rule the motion out of order and we would move on.
I'm not ruling it out of order because motions, at least at the PNB, come out of discussion. Adriana.
Yes, Madam Chair, I have a really big problem with that. The people, they did the same last year. If you don't want to be in that committee, why you want the majority and put it in a hiatus? Why don't you let the people that want to be and want to work keep going? What's the reason? Because you cannot control the committees. What's the reason? Committees are open to the members. And to the LSB, if you don't, I understand that you don't have time or you don't want it, that's perfect. But why you are doing exactly the same? It's a committee that is supposed to be working. We have enough work to do. I don't understand really. I mean, more than the excess of control, when you don't have the majority and you don't have the numbers, normally it's what you try to do. Put it in a hiatus. I don't believe that this is even legal. Doesn't make any sense. Drop from the committee if you don't want to be in the meetings. That's fine. Let the people that want to be there work.
Nancy, then Jane. Oh, sorry, Jane. Yeah, Nancy, then Jane. Nancy, you're muted. Jane, why don't you unmute and speak?
This is Nancy. In the last 14 years, I've been a volunteer at KPFT. There has always been a governance committee. So last year was the first time that the majority of this LSV decided no governance committee, based on the premise that we need to be concentrating on fundraising, not governance. And now the last governance committee was very confusing telephone numbers, many different telephone numbers. People could not get on. And then the secretary just said, well, they had a chance to correct themselves and get, no, it was not that easy. It should have been just canceled and then a proper notice with just one telephone number and not two. People could get on easily and not a confusing one, but instead just counted it as a meeting. And then when one person finally got on and was complaining, they were called out of order for saying this meeting should be canceled and made another meeting. But instead, the next meeting is September. That is what the governance committee decided, the majority that were on, that could get on, they were able to get on. That's unfair. That's certainly unfair. So this LSB, you should not do this. You should not cancel another chance for a governance committee 2 years in a row.
Nancy, you are repeating. So next up is Jane and then Teresa and then Ted. Jane, can't hear you.
Well, once again, it totally disregarded me.
So, hey, Robert. Yeah, you got your hand up. I apologize. You're down low. So,
I know. Cut me off. Interrupt me.
So then, sorry, Robert. Why don't you speak now?
This motion is ludicrous, and it's just more of the same. And one thing you're doing is you're sabotaging any opportunity that KPFT as one station is going to have to be helped by CPB. I knew this was coming because y'all couldn't wait to get off the meeting on the 29th. You were giddy about the fact that you had called to close the meeting and never gave a reason why. And when it was brought up that Richard Uzzell investigate the problem himself, he tried to put it off on Nancy. That's not in the minutes. And yet it was brought up to you, Richard, in the meeting by Venetia Patel.
Are you going to be able to get on?
So are you going to interrupt me now? Is that what you're doing? Venetia Patel made a very valid reason. It really doesn't matter whether she was a member or not. It should have been noted by the committee that there was a erroneous phone number on the KPFTX, and that should have called for a rescheduling of the meeting, just like you did with the MSRC a week or two before. Isn't it curious that it didn't happen in this case? Why? I would contend because you want to get rid of governance.
Okay, thank you. Jane, can you unmute?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
The basis of my motion was the fact that nothing substantive has come up in recent meetings of governance, and out of respect to time constraints of the members that will always convene if there is a matter that governance needs to address. But to schedule a regular meeting when we don't have anything of substance to address is insulting to our members. That was the base of my motion.
Teresa.
I'm sorry that the meeting had to be adjourned, but I think the chair chose not to mute someone, and sadly, a non-member of the committee was arguing with the chair. And I agree to some extent that there were problems with the posting, because as I said earlier, when someone asked the question, there were a Maestro number and two Zoom meetings, but 17 people got on the call. I think I have not heard from any person who is a current member of that committee that was unable to get on. And so the argument was about people that were trying to get on. I don't even know their names. The names weren't even not even mentioned. And we had, frankly, we had moved on. So I'm frustrated by that. But I don't think that the chair or the committee did anything wrong. And the overwhelming vote proved so. I think that the people supported the chair. I don't think it's right to argue with the chair, and I will move that anyone that argues with the chair, who's trying to maintain order for, in this instance, for 24 people, 24 members of our LSB, I will find them out of order. So, and I do want some standing, some good standing rules, but if we have a problem with our standing rules, at this point, we could bring them up directly at our LSB meetings. Thank you.
Ted, then Joseph, then Adriana, then Nancy again. And this will be one time through and then we'll vote. Okay, Ted, then Joseph, then Adriana.
Thank you. If this wasn't so sad, it would be laughable. We call ourselves a free speech radio station, and then we block a governance committee from meeting. Now, a bunch of us could, but we can't, meet informally. You know, we could get together and we could come up with the ideas that Teresa just came up with. It would be one of us, two of us coming together. Law says that we cannot have private secret meetings. So what Jane is proposing is denying us the right to speak. If it wasn't so sad, it would be laughable. It's actually evil.
So Joseph.
Yeah, thank you. The whole purpose of a governance committee existing in the first place is to keep us in compliance with the bylaws, because like them or not, we are legally required to follow our own rules. And I can tell you right now, organizations that fail to follow their own rules cease to exist. So we can, I don't know how much money we raise, we're going to go bankrupt because we can't control anything. The PNB cannot order us with a motion from them to violate the bylaws. They're just wrong. Their actions are illegal, unethical, and frankly, counter to the fundamental board and organizational obligations. The problem on this committee is it is packed with people who have no input whatsoever at all. They get on and all they do is vote. They don't mention a bylaw. They don't mention a rule. No, this committee has been stacked with people who are not there for the purpose of understanding the bylaws. They're there to root for a side. But there is no side in a governance committee. There is only one purpose for a governance committee. So frankly, what we should do is eliminate everybody who's on it now and let people apply who are willing to actually try to read and not creatively reinterpret it, the English language, because the bylaws are not that hard to understand. And when we turn a committee into a zoo, and that's what's been happening, the people stuffing in that committee are just making it a joke. So that's what's gone wrong. So no, we need a governance committee. We seriously need it because we're violating the bylaws. The PNB is violating the bylaws, and we need to do better than them. And maybe the PNB can follow our example. But us following their example is us following fools off a cliff. So thank you. I'll leave it there.
Adriana, then I believe Nancy. And Nancy, let me ask you to keep it short as it's your second round. Adriana.
First of all, we need to remember that even when you said that the people that were there were not members, the reason why people go to those meetings is because, according to our bylaws, after three meetings, they become members of those committees. You cannot ask people for give you the money and then said, but you shut up, we don't want to listen to you. That is ridiculous. And like I said, if you don't like to be in those committees, you don't have to cancel the committee. Just drop from that committee and let other members. We have so many things wrong. Why don't you allow the members to have a regular meeting and talk about what they think that should be fixed? It's not that to a small group to make those decisions and decide that the members, they don't want to listen to the members. When you say they were not members of that committee, you mean that they were not at the beginning at the convening meeting? That even there you were breaking the laws, the standing rules, because you were accepting people that were not, with excused absences, were not in the previous committee meeting. That is totally wrong. Like I said, it's in a small group that decide that if you have the total control and the total numbers, or you cancel the committee. Do you think that that is fair? And like Ted and some of them said before, first of all, follow the bylaw. Second of all, is this a free speech radio? And we are telling people that they don't have the right to speak. They don't have the right to, they are members, and they don't have the right to tell us what they think. What do you think, that this is a small club that have 24 members and you have the majority and you do whatever? You have a bylaw. Follow the bylaw. This is a ridiculous motion. Please drop from the community if you don't want to be there. But this, you don't have the right to do this.
Okay, Nancy, you're next. Sister Mama Sonia?
Yes.
Do you wish to speak?
Yes. Prior to cessation of the governance committee last year, I was under the impression that I was on the committee. And when I think the meeting they had before whatever, it was like I found out about it at the very last minute. And I was not even able to even get on it. So it seems like there's some powers that be that are controlling it one way or the other. So I would disagree with it being stopped again. I agree totally. I'm not going to reiterate what Joseph said. He said it beautifully. So no, I don't think that we need to have another cessation of the governance committee.
Jane, are you speaking again, or are we ready for the vote?
I'd like to propose an amendment to the motion.
Okay. I wanted to request an apology from Mr. Weisbaum for slander amendment.
So we've had a, Joseph, are you putting forward a motion to amend?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. What is your motion?
I want to replace the motion with a motion to drop all committee members and have a August meeting, and we can have the same interim chair and secretary that we have now, and just to have a general request from the LSB. If the only people who are interested in the purpose of governance, which is to read and interpret the bylaws and try to keep us in line and not any other purpose. The governance.
So that you, that is a long motion.
You're right. I'm sorry. My bad.
In which there's a lot of explanation. Okay. And
so can we just say, let's drop all membership and create a new first meeting in October for serious.
In October?
I meant.
Please type that up and send it to me, Joseph, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I need to do that.
convened by the same Chair Pro Tem and Secretary Pro Tem. Is there a second for that motion?
Second, Adriana.
So, Adriana, you second that motion?
Yes.
Okay, are we ready for a vote on that on the motion to amend? So,
Matt, point of information?
Yes.
I really would like to see that. I don't know whether this is just like a discussion group or whether you're saying that everybody that attends that meeting gets a vote on the very first meeting, whether or not you're on the LSB or not. I am very concerned that if there is a committee that's going to be sending items to the LSB and coming up with standing rules for our LSB, that the majority of people on that committee should be LSB members. It does not make sense that people that were not even elected to the LSB can literally take over a committee and dictate how the LSB will be conducting its business. So when
so you're speaking against the amendment. Are you speaking against the amendment?
I'm just confused because I'm not sure what's going to happen at that meeting and how, if those people are going to have voting membership at that meeting or not. Nothing really gets done unless it comes through the LSB. So if there's a group of people that want to discuss, just want to discuss bylaws amendments, we can do that. We don't need to even have a committee to do that. I mean, if Joseph Davis wants to have a meeting and say, hey, everybody join me on this Zoom committee so we can discuss bylaws amendments, we could do that. But if it's...
Point of information, Madam Chair, what are we discussing?
I'm trying to determine what is the motion and what does it mean when it comes to
motion
membership.
Instead of keep talking about that, Teresa, give me your opinion.
She's asking for clarity about what the motion
I know, Madam
means.
Chair, that's why I prefer that instead of Teresa's telling us what you think. I prefer to hear the motion. Thank you.
So Joseph put forward the motion.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Did I understand that the governance committee had voted to disband itself anyway?
No.
Okay, but they didn't have a meeting?
I'm the secretary pro tem. There was a meeting. There was confusion about the timing of it.
Okay.
The people who were signed up to be on the committee met. The committee had big arguments with the chair. A member, somebody attending argued with the chair.
Got it.
And basically the committee meeting broke down and there was a motion to adjourn that passed. So the committee did not disband. It ended its meeting. And the committee had voted to meet on a quarterly basis. That was something that got done. But this is a motion from the floor today to put the committee on hiatus.
Okay. That's not what I understood. I understood the motion was to disband the current governance committee and have a new governance committee.
Okay, so the motion from Jane, the original motion that Jane put forward, was to put the existing committee, on hiatus.
Okay.
Joseph has put forward a substitute motion to disband it and reconvene it with everybody just new in August.
Before the next LSB meeting?
I he hasn't put forward a date.
Whatever date works for the chair.
There's no way you can do that.
There's no way you can do that before the next LSB meeting.
There's no date. Richard would pick the date.
No way you can do it before.
Secretary would pick the date?
The committee chair pro tem would pick the date.
There's no way to do that before the next LSD meeting. No, it's just a matter of
This is my summation of what I'm hearing. The current governance committee has somehow fallen apart for whatever reason. There are two motions now to table the current governance committee until some such time as when everybody can reconvene, the same governance committee. And then there's another motion to disband this, sounds to me, dysfunctional governance committee and start a new governance committee. But we don't know what the timing of that will be.
Or who would be on it.
Right. And can we refer to the bylaws I think I have an understanding of what the governance committee is supposed to do.
The bylaws do not provide for committees these are subcommittees of the local station board.
Okay.
The local station boards decide what committees they want to have. And there are, for instance, KPFA has apparently no committees. Okay. So it's up to the decision. And there is also not agreement about what a governance committee should actually be addressing. Joseph has put forward his concept of what it should address. But he did not include it in his motion. So getting back to the staff, Sister Mama Sonia.
Yeah.
Sister Mama Sonia.
Oh, I'm sorry. I've already said what I had to say.
Okay, Teresa.
I would like to say something.
Sorry. He, as chair pro tem of the committee, yes. Richard?
Ms. Kerr, yes. You said something about the committee being dysfunctional. Some people might say that. I don't think it is. There are a lot of people there. It's 24 people, and it's a little bit rowdy sometimes, but we were getting business done. But one of the things that the committee voted themselves to do was to meet only quarterly. And that's a fact. So if we don't pass one of these motions, if we don't pass that first motion, then we'll meet in September. That's the quarterly meeting. So this is just to respond to Ms. Scheidler's motion. It's not my motion. It's Ms. Scheidler's motion.
I understand.
Okay, can we get through these comments and get to a vote on the amendment? Adriana, do you have anything new to add?
Yes. You say, Madam Chair, that it's not in the bylaw. We have in the bylaws, and we have our standing and special rules that even when they were modified, there is the governance committee. Then that
there's a governance committee at the PNB.
Susan, I'm sorry. I understand that you cannot refrain yourself. You're the chair. Please do not interrupt when you give the floor to somebody else. That is not your right.
Adriana, will you continue with your statement?
Yes. You stop interrupting me, I will. Thank you. What I'm saying, again, is in our standing and special rules is the governance committee. And it's open to any member doesn't need to be an LSB member. The LSB members are only for the fiduciary committees that are finance and manager selection review committee. The other committees are open to every member. Then it's not true that we don't have the mandate to do it. Yes, we do. And I think that, again, if we want to have a new meeting, we will have a new meeting, and if the people decide that they don't want to be, don't be in that committee if you don't want to work in governance. We have enough things to clarify. Thank you,
Adriana. Ted?
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Ted?
The suggestion that was made by my colleague, Teresa Allen, that we get together and meet informally is suggesting a violation of federal law. We are denied the right to have meetings unless they are formally called by this body. I can't just call a meeting tomorrow. I have to get it approved by this body. That is ostensibly what Joseph Davis is trying to do. Once upon a time, there was a rule that was different for joining committees. That rule was that you had to be approved by the LSB. Then someone came along with the idea of you show up at the first meeting and you become automatically a member. Otherwise, you have to attend 3 consecutive meetings. That was a bad rule. It abdicated the authority of this body. This body should, and it always have, approved people to be on committees, but it still had that authority. We need to create special rules and standing rules. They are different. They are created differently and they are amended differently. But what we have in governance right now is something called standing and special rules. And we don't know how to make them and we don't know how to amend them. And that is one of the reasons why the governance committee should meet to fix up these messes. The suggestion that Joseph has made is a good one. We should meet in August and we should start fixing these problems and maybe we'll fix KPFT. Thank you.
Marianne next. And let me just say, Ted, I think your read of federal law is wrong.
Yeah.
But neither of us is an attorney. Marianne?
Point of order.
One thing that I know is that it takes a long time to get a handle and an understanding of how all of this works. And a newbie cannot come right into sitting on a board and understanding the bylaws and all the standing rules and all of this other stuff and personalities. They just can't come in cold turkey and just jump right in there and make important decisions. And I think that that's been what has happened to this foundation for so many years, is that many people that really don't understand come in and are not given enough time to learn the ropes before they're pushed into trying to make some really important decisions. And I really think that Joseph's motion is not a good one, because if you're going to bring in just anybody, form a whole new committee outside of the LSB, and these are people that we don't even know who they are, who may not quite understand the bylaws, the standing rules, and all this other stuff, and they're going to make decisions that are going to affect all of us, I mean, that's just not going to work. And I'm going to be voting against Joseph's motion.
Okay. I think, Nancy, are you going to say something you haven't said before?
Excuse me. I find that insulting, Chair.
We should not be repeating.
Are you going to let me speak, Chair?
Yes, I am. Go ahead and speak.
What is being misunderstanding of our standing rules by Teresa and Marianne is that the governance committee, and Mary Adriana already said this, in our standing rules, the governance committee, the development committee, the outreach committee, the building committee are all welcoming to any member of this station. It's not an insult. It's not like stupidity, like they're going to do something bad. We welcome them to connect with our station's governance. Governance allows everybody who has a membership in KPFT, to come. They don't have to be a board member. Thank you. That's all.
Okay, great. So let's vote. The vote will be about Joseph's substitute motion. And the substitute motion, in summary,
is to essentially disband the current committee, convene a new committee to which all members would be eligible to participate, and those who attend the first meeting are the ones who become the voting members. The meeting to be convened at some point in August by the current chair pro tem and the secretary pro tem. All right. So, Mr. Secretary, please take the vote.
Okay. Alan. Teresa. You're muted, Teresa.
Alan votes no for the substitute motion.
Before we vote, can I ask a question?
No. Oh, we're in the vote. We're in the vote. Brynn? Sure.
No.
Care?
Point of order.
What's your point, Teresa?
When the maker of the motion has a question, I would think it might be appropriate to let them ask their question.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary. Joseph, what's your question?
I did write up that motion, send out, and you paraphrased. So did you not receive it? Did anybody here receive the motion that I emailed out to LSB at kpfp.org?
Would you be kind to read it, Joseph?
All right. The motion is drop all members from the governance committee and with the current chair and secretary convene a new first meeting in August and encourage the purpose of governance is bylaw compliance only. That's it.
So, you added the purpose, which you hadn't originally said.
I kind of weaseled around it. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll continue the vote. Teresa, are you still voting no?
Yes, I'm going to vote no.
Okay. Please, Secretary, keep going.
Okay. Care?
I'm going to vote yes.
Yes. Cassanave?
Yes.
Adriana?
I said yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Davis?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Gardner? Robert? Gardner? Wally James? Wally? Lewis?
No.
Locander?
I am going to vote yes if the second part of what Davis said holds true, that the purpose of the committee is on bylaws. So that's my understanding. I'm a yes vote.
Martinez?
No.
McPherson?
No.
No. Pratka? Pratka? Sabara Naratomi?
Nancy's votes yes.
Yes. Scheidler? She's away from her.
No.
Huh?
No. You voted no.
Okay. Sister Mama Sonia?
Yes.
Uzel, no. Sandy Weinman?
Abstain.
Weisko?
Yes.
Yes. Williams? Willis? Young?
No.
Richard, could you call Robert Gardner? I don't think he responded.
He was dropped, maybe too.
I called on Wait a minute. Okay, it's 7 yes and 8 no. So that motion doesn't pass. 8 no. 7 yes, 8 no, Ms. Chair.
So that means that we're back to the motion.
The original motion.
The original motion, which is to put the governance committee on hiatus until the LSB activates it again. And I don't think we've got that motion in writing, Mr. Secretary.
I think she did. She had it earlier.
I have a point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes.
Yes.
She had that motion.
I heard before, I don't know if I'm wrong, but one of the members saying that the motion that Jane has put in is not the motion that came from governance. Governance, according to what I read before, and you have some of the members here, they said that they were asking to meet every 3 months or something like that. It's not the motion that Jane passed.
Madam Chair, that's not germane what we're doing.
Yeah, Adriana, I've already ruled that Jane's motion is in order, just as Joseph's was, and the committee's decision at its last meeting can be overridden by the board.
May I hear Richard, please, what he said.
I'm ready to take the vote.
Okay, so if you vote yes, you're voting to go into hiatus. If you vote no, the committee would stay with a quarterly meeting. So,
Alan?
Point of order.
Teresa?
What's your point? Hang on. What's your point of order, Ted?
I have another substitute motion.
No, we're voting on the original motion now, Ted. You were late on that. Go ahead. Take the vote.
Teresa Allen. Okay, Britton?
No.
No on the original motion?
That's correct.
To go into hiatus.
Okay. Lillian Kerr.
We can't hear you. Yes.
Yes. Okay. Teresa? Oh, she's not there.
Allen says yes.
Yes, okay. Casanave?
Say no.
No. Davis?
No, thank you.
No, thank you. Gardner? Wally James? Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Yes. Bob Locander?
Yes.
Yes. Martinez?
Yes.
Yes. McPherson?
Yes.
Yes. Pratka? Pratka here? No. Sabara Naratomi? Nancy?
Nancy, no.
Okay, no, thank you. Scheidler?
Yes, can you hear me? Yes.
Yeah, I got you, yes. Sister Mama Sonia?
No.
No. Uzel, yes. Sandy Weinman?
Abstain.
Weiskel?
No.
No. Young?
Yes.
Yes. Nine yes, 6 no.
So the committee is put on hiatus until such time that the LSB reactivates
it. I'm done with their bullshit tonight, okay? They're a bunch of damn gangsters.
So that whoever that is, you're not recognized and cannot speak. So moving
on. Bob did not get to vote. Are you going to let him vote?
Well, they mute them when they don't want to vote.
We do not mute anyone, Adriana. Bob,
I
are you going to vote?
I don't know whether he was dropped or I don't know.
He is not dropped by
they,
us.
They all got together. They did something they weren't
so
supposed
Robert,
to do. They got together.
Robert,
they conspired.
I am,
they
Robert,
conspired
I'm
to put
right
the government
now.
On a hiatus.
Robert, I am citing you first time. You're not recognized by the chair. Okay, so moving on. The next, next committee is, management selection and review.
Point of order.
What's your point of order, Ted?
I have placed a motion in the chat that addresses what we just discussed, but does it in an informal way. And I would like it to be considered before, we finish this meeting tonight.
May I comment?
You said that you don't have to. There was a motion that was thrown out earlier this evening, and you said because it pertained to the matter, it could be considered.
So Ted,
consider mine.
My ruling on this is that there is no prohibition to a group meeting and conferring. That is not a restriction of federal law. If you have every right to meet and discuss. So this motion is not necessary.
Will that meeting be announced on the air and on the website?
No.
It's a secret meeting.
It isn't a secret meeting. It's a personal meeting. So
discussing Pacifica business.
It's
up for a lawsuit.
Yeah, it's a secret.
No, it isn't. So anyway, MSRC. MSRC,
I raise my hand and somebody bring it down. I don't
sorry,
know.
Sorry, Adriana, go ahead.
Yes. What I'm saying is what Ted just said is absolutely true. You can meet with friends, but when you are an LSB member, people that are not member is not a problem, but when you are an LSB member, you cannot have secret meetings. The meetings need to be open. You can meet with people to have a barbecue, that's your problem. That's okay. Nobody will complain about that. But if you are meeting, talking about issues that have to do with the, we know from before that doesn't prevent a bunch of people from doing it because we know that they are doing it now. But doesn't mean that it's legal. No.
Okay. Mac?
Can be there tomorrow at 10.
Mac, I can't hear you.
The motion is really, voted on this.
Yeah.
The governance committee
needs to
is on hiatus. And at meetings of the LSB and its various committees post notices on KPFTX of meetings of duly formed authorized committees. If Ted can meet anybody he wants to, but it's not a committee meeting. I don't care what he
right.
calls it. It's not a meeting of the committee.
Orders of the day, Madam Chair.
Yes, I am ruling Ted's motion out of order, and we're going to move on to the Management Selection and Review Committee. Which the committee opted to meet July 12th. There was to be a confidential briefing from the executive director pertaining to the prior changes in management for KPFT. This meeting required non-disclosure agreements to be signed. And very few people had done so. So as Chair Pro Tem, I canceled the meeting on the 12th and have rescheduled it for the 24th and will be encouraging everybody strongly to get their NDAs done so they can participate in a highly confidential discussion. Are there questions?
Hearing none. Outreach and development. Teresa. Oh,
yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. We just met, was it last night? Man, seems like so long ago. I think there are two things that are on my mind. I just had a recent conversation with T.C. Smythe, who is on the board of a radio station in Colorado. And they have no pledge drives at all. They have a budget that is around $100,000. And it's a very small community. And so they make most of their money through events. They manage like festivals. They sponsor festivals, and they also have underwriters that want to be sponsors. So I think that I'm encouraging people to think out of the box and help Sandy as best we can. I think we just need to ask the community, keep asking the community to support us financially, keep reminding them that we are very good stewards of the money that we spend at our station, and that an investment, a donation to KPFT is a good investment in a valuable community resource. And for that reason, I'm reiterating that I'm hoping that every member of this board considers how you can help raise money for the station. If you have a program that you can support, be a patron of that show. And try to think of ways to either come up with a premium or get people to donate, preferably before pledge drives. And every one of us should be ambassadors asking people to join with a donation to KPFT, as well as asking people to make recommendations for people that ought to be interviewed, issues that need to be covered, and shows that need to be produced on our airwaves. The second issue is we have a pledge drive coming up in August. In the past, we've called it a summer sizzler. As Sandy just mentioned, there are times when our membership dips during pledge drives. So can each of us as board members please make a commitment to raise some money prior to the pledge drive? We can call it a challenge fund, and we can use that money that we have in advance to encourage others to give. For example, you can say, we of the local station board have raised $10,000, and we will commit this money to the station to match people who are new donors. Or we will chip in $50 from this fund for every person that donates more than $200. For example, I would like each of you to email me or text me with a commitment of what you will attempt to raise in support of the station prior to this pledge drive. So let's say by July 20th, please send me an email and tell me what you will attempt to do send it to me by July 20th, what you will try to do in an attempt to raise money for a challenge fund prior to the summer sizzler pledge drive. I think this would make a very big difference. And I hope that every one of you is always thinking of either an event fundraiser or who you can approach to donate. Perhaps someone has an in-kind donation. The people on our development committee are brainstorming and trying to flush out as many ideas as we can as to how to support the station monetarily. And from the outreach perspective, if there are any of you can think of events that you feel that we either need to speak to a group or table at a group or march in a parade, please contact Venicia Williams or me or any other member of the Development and Outreach Committee so that we can flush out these ideas. For example, we want to have people participating at Discovery Green in the fall. So if you have ideas of how we can do outreach, please contact me. Best to just actually pick up the phone and give me a call. Thank you so much for all of your efforts.
Okay, so Teresa, we have only a few minutes left in the meeting till we get to the time certain.
I'm good.
Sandy?
Yes, just very quickly, Teresa, membership doesn't dip during fun drive. Listenership does. That's what I said. So just clarifying that. And yes. And again, social media, folks, come on, spread the word around all the posts. Thanks.
Okay. Adriana, you've got your hand up.
Yes. Madam Chair, I didn't hear when you talk about management selection review committee, you said that you mean July 12th. Today is July 12th.
We canceled July 12th because we didn't have enough NDAs and it's a closed meeting. It's scheduled for July 24th.
24th. Thank you.
DEI Task Force. Sister Mama Sonia, do you have any report?
Well, not really, but I do have a statement. I just want to say congratulations because after this last nomination debacle, you will have a homogeneous board that has very, very few people of color on the board looking at the ballot. This is what the DEI, this is what we, I guess what we, I'm like PK, don't like even the whole idea of DEI that's more corporate, but we do want equity. And that's what we don't seem to have equity. Listening to the way business was conducted tonight, just to hear the little, all that other stuff under that is so, so disrespectful. And when this happens, it's like, why? You talk about getting people to, become members. A lot of my community do not want to have anything to do after what was done to OBDK and the last director. They said they're sick of it. They're just absolutely sick of it. So getting on committees and doing stuff, because I'm still adamant about the fact that how I was on the board and I was taken off. So technically, I shouldn't have even had to run this time at all, because my seat my rightful seat was, and I'm a writer, so I make up words, was unrightfully taken from me. So I, when you talk about this whole committee, I won't even be around after the next election. So it's like, why even go even further? That's all I have to say, that I am really, really, I'm incensed as to what's been happening. I'm incensed as to how people have been treated. I wholeheartedly agree with PK said during the public comment. And, this is horrible. We seem to be following what the whole community is doing. And that's the negativity, the heinous, bigoted negativity that is afloat in this America. And I spell it AMERIKKKA.
Oh. So are there questions for Sister Mama Sonia? Unfinished business. We don't have any.
This is Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
Yes. Do I have the floor? Yes. Thank you, Sister Mama Sonia. And, it is regrettable that you were rightfully put on the board and you were wrongfully removed without any fault of your own and no cause. That's against the bylaws. And that is what the chair did. The majority of this board supported removing a person without cause.
of removing. She did not commit a crime. She did not put the foundation in jeopardy. She did not run for a public office. She did
orders
not
of the day, Madam Chair.
Yes, thank you, Nancy. You have made that
right
statement.
To interrupt me. You did not give
Nancy. You
before.
You were repeating. So there new business. There was a new
Chair,
business.
Chair, you did not
Nancy
give Richard
not
the floor.
Repeating. Nancy was commenting on what I said. That was not repeated.
So Richard, let's Nancy. Would you go ahead and finish?
Yes. So I would like to apologize, even though. This board, you're in the only radio station south of the Mason-Dixon line. This station fired their first Black manager. How do you think it feels to be Black member of KPFT or even brown or even yellow or red? When you look at this board and it's going to be all white, how do you feel? That's all.
Okay. The new business was rendered moot. It was very similar to the motion that was brought forward by Joseph and lost. We are at time. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Yes. Motion to adjourn.
So moves. Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection? Hearing none, we're adjourned.